Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a whole new year in the life of the church. The hangings and the vestments are all now blue, and the Advent wreath has its first candle lit. All of these signs are reminders that something has changed. The long season of green, ordinary time, has ended, and something is now different. The name of the blue used during Advent is Sarum blue, which dates back to the rite used in Salisbury just after the Reformation. It's the color blue most often associated with Mary, the mother of Christ. This season is a season of waiting and of preparation, and so it makes sense for us to pay particular attention to Mary during Advent, the one who first waited for the birth of her son, the Savior of the world. Not only is Advent a time for waiting and preparing for the rebirth of Christ in our world, it's a time to pay attention. If you had not been paying attention when you walked in today, you might not have noticed that all the hangings were blue and that the Advent wreath is here once again. It's good to pay attention as we watch, as we wait. Waiting without watching doesn't serve much of a purpose. Recently, I read a story of an event that took place in 1996 in Bethlehem at the Church of the Nativity, the very place that Christ is said to have been born. It was reported that on November the 28th of that year, an icon of Christ was seen to wink at the worshipers. Yes, you heard me correctly. Jesus winked at the Christians worshiping on November 28, 1996, which happened to be Thanksgiving Day in the United States that year. The author of the story noted that one Palestinian Christian really got what was going on. Nadia Barura is quoted to have said, "He moved his eyelid up and down several times. This is a message of God from God that he is everywhere." And whether you can get on board with thinking that an icon of Jesus actually winked at the gathered worshipers, the sentiment and the image are great. Imagine a winking Jesus, a winking God. Winking's not something that's generally directed at strangers or someone with whom you feel uncomfortable. Winking is often a sign of shared information or an invitation to join in something a bit lighthearted or even mischievous. So the thought of a winking Jesus is just great for me. I like the thought of a lighthearted Savior who knows us and is in on our lives. For me, the idea of a Jesus winking is a lot like verse 27 in the prayer book translation of Psalm 104, which reads, "There moves the ships, and there is that Leviathan that you made for the sport of it." I like the image of God doing something just for the sport of it, just for the fun of it. And I like the idea of Jesus winking at us in a moment of shared knowing. You know, though, that if this event happened, this winking Jesus in the icon happened on a specific day during a worship service, the folks that saw it had to be paying attention. Maybe they weren't paying attention to the service, but they were paying attention to the icon, and more specifically, to the image of Christ that was displayed before them. This whole event could have happened in the midst of a church full of folks who were not paying attention. How often do we miss those times that Jesus winks at us? How often are we so caught up in the busyness and hurriedness and just flat-out routineness of our lives that we miss that subtle and swift wink of Christ once again breaking in and letting us in on the plan? In our reading from Mark, we hear about Christ's coming, that we don't know when that will happen, the day or the hour. Jesus says not even the angels have access to this information. So we can let that fall off of our list of things we need to determine. We do not know, and we will not know, when Christ will return. Jesus says, be alert. Keep awake because you do not know when Jesus will come back in power and great glory. Yes, we should always be ready because we do not know when our lives will end. And we will be before the throne of Jesus. And we do not know when Christ will return in power and great glory. But maybe we're not just waiting for that big final return. Maybe we are to wait and watch and pay attention to the small ways that Christ is reaching out to us on a daily basis. Maybe if we pay attention, we will see Christ winking at us in assurance that God, as Nadia said, is everywhere. And we just need to watch and pay attention. At our house this time of the year, as I walk through the living room, I can see the lights of the Oxford Exchange twinkling through the branches of the trees. I often think of them as Christmas lights, even though for the most part they're car headlights and taillights and the lights of the stores and the shopping center. This year, each time I see the twinkling lights, I'm going to remember the winking Jesus and pay attention. During this season of Advent, I encourage you to look, to pay attention as you go through the busyness of this time of year, and find those places where Christ is winking. Amen.